podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Should you be allowed to take pictures and record videos in your local gym? Well, I'll be speaking to a listener in a moment who is annoyed that his gym have put up a sign banning people from using their phone in the gym. And I'd like to hear from you about whether or not you think people should be allowed to film in a gym and what annoys you most in your local gym. Now, the gym in question we've been in contact with, it is Glen Royal Leisure at the Glen Royal Hotel in Maynooth. Now, we've been onto them several times. They've yet to provide us with a statement as to why they have felt the need to do this. But as I said, one listener said he doesn't think it's fair for the users who do not mind taking pictures of progress or promoting our healthy lifestyle, but it seems to be okay to post pictures of yourself in a fast food restaurant where people should be more ashamed of. His name is Luik, and he joins me on the line. Welcome to 98FM, Luik.
All right, Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, tell me about this sign and when it first appeared.
I was in there on Monday, I think it was, and the sign was put up there that you can't take videos, can't do videos or take pictures in the gym floor. And but I got to find out that it was actually a guest I was staying at the hotel who went up to the reception to say that he wasn't happy that there was people recording videos on the gym floor.
Right.
And that's how the manager came about to put the sign up to say no more videos or pictures to be taken on the gym floor.
Now, okay, so somebody complained. Obviously, they might have been in the background of somebody filming and they didn't want to be, for whatever reason, they don't want to be filmed. Yeah. Maybe they weren't even meant to be in the hotel or whatever the reason. Can you not understand that? That, you know, some people just don't want to be captured on film.
Yeah, but like, I mean, half of the time people that are recording in the gym, they're not really recording to kind of get people on the background of their videos. It's a lot of the time it's just a progress video. If they're trying to lift the heaviest weight that they can do, they want to record that just to have as a motivation. So I don't see anyone who walks into the gym to record a video of a workout video to record other people that's in the gym.
So have you always documented your fitness progress?
Yeah, well, I kind of do. Yeah, I would take pictures, all right. I take pictures, and obviously if I was lifting heavy weight on the bench, I would record with video or get one of the lads or something to record it for me. I wouldn't mind. Like, it doesn't. I think it's good to have it, so at least you know where you're standing with your progress as well, and you get a motivation from that as well.
Looking back at it or posting it on social media or what?
Looking back on it, and also, yeah, of course you can post it on social media. And on top of that as well, you are kind of promoting the club that you're training, because people see these things, see the videos, and want to know where your gym is at, or they might want to come into the gym. So it's you're still doing a favour to the business as well, because people will see that and they want to go into that gym that you're training in.
Okay, so you have recorded videos, taken photographs of your progress, lifting weights and stuff like that, and you find it a good motivator to look at it and say, yeah, yesterday I was able to lift that amount of weight and I can do it again today, and you look at the video to see yourself doing it. Is that the whole idea?
Or even down the road. Like, I mean, sometimes you come off the wagon and you're lacking motivation. At least then you have videos or pictures that you've taken from your results, from your fitness journey, and you can look back on it. You get a bit of motivation that you're able to know that I'm able to achieve it. You know, that you've done it once, you can do it again.
Hmm. And in fact, I'm being told our Jeremy is a regular gym goer, and he says that trainers actually recommend that you record your progress as an inspiration.
100%. Like, I'm a personal trainer now. But I think When you look at someone's physique, like the likes of before and after pictures, that's important. Somebody wants to see that. They want to see where they came from and what they've achieved. And the only way of doing that is actually being in the gym and training and keeping record of these things. So I don't see why it should be a problem when you're in the gym to record your workout or take a picture of yourself with a good pump. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Okay, now, like I said, we've been in contact with Glen Royal Leisure. They've yet to give us a statement as to why they did it, but you've since found out that it was a complaint from
a guest,
basically.
He's not even a member of the gym. It's somebody just coming by who's just staying for a couple of days or staying a night in the hotel, and who just decided to give out about
okay,
it.
Okay, but doesn't he, whoever he may be, or anybody, have a right to their own privacy?
Oh, they do. Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, was he filmed? Was he actually, was the camera pointed at him? Or I don't know. Like, I'm sure that wasn't the case. You know, I'm sure it wasn't like he was standing there and whoever it was that, you know, turned around with the camera filming him doing his workout. I don't think that was the case. I think he probably just wasn't happy to see someone else recording their workout. That's the problem. It's not because the person's been filmed. Half of the time, they're just not happy to see someone else doing that, basically.
What? Jealous?
Yeah, just basically. Sometimes, half of the time, it's just jealousy of seeing someone else doing that, you know, and...
Okay, but let me read exactly what the notice in the gym says. Attention members and guests, because of course, as you said, hotel guests are allowed to use the gym. There is strictly no photography or videoing allowed in the gym area. And it's as simple as that. This is something that was allowed up to last weekend and suddenly has stopped because of a complaint from somebody.
Basically, yeah.
Now, a lot of people believe, you know, if you want to take... I just got a message in a second ago and I'll read it to you. Sorry, where has it gone? The message said, if people like him want to take videos, let them buy weights and work out at home. People have a right to privacy, especially when doing something as personal as working out.
Okay.
For some people, especially, hang on, let me just read the rest of it. For some people, especially those who are extremely overweight, it takes a lot to go to the gym and expose themselves like that. Videos are wrong. What do you say to that?
But I think, how can I even answer that? Like, I mean, they're okay recording a video of them going into McDonald's or trying out the new chicken nuggets. They're okay recording that and putting on social media to say, oh yeah, I went into McDonald's, I tried out this chicken nuggets. They're okay doing that.
I do get the point you're making.
It's not fair.
But listen to that message that I just... People have a right to privacy, especially when doing something as personal as working out.
Okay. I still don't agree with it. I just don't think you don't need the privacy. What privacy do you need? Like, you're just in the gym, you're training. You're not doing anything else. You're not walking around naked. I understand if it was on... in the pool, because obviously in the pool you have people nearly half dressed, so it's obviously you can't have the camera out there. But if you're in the gym floor, everybody's covered up, you're just training, you're sweating out, you're actually doing something that's better for you. It's good for your health, it's good for you. You should be proud of yourself, not be ashamed of yourself that you're training in the gym and somebody else is around the corner is recording their workout. Why you should be worried about that?
Okay, but stay there for 1 second. I want to just play a couple of messages that have come into us on WhatsApp. John said he would love to see phones banned.
Harry Adrian, I would love to ring in on this one, but can't. But I think it's a great idea. So then we Instagram feed won't be full of people telling us about their gains at the gym while they launch marks at the screen of my phone. Endless. Good idea.
Jealousy.
Is that what it is? Jealousy?
Yeah, it's pure jealousy. I mean, I get a motivation from seeing someone else being lifting heaviest weight in the gym. I see a video of that, I'm like, okay, that's great. I might give that a go. I might try that out. That's motivation. That's just people that are lacking motivation. They're just jealousy.
Okay, and let me get your response to this message from Pete.
Sorry, lads. I can't come on this morning because I'm actually quite busy. Pete, look, here's my opinion. I'm a gym goer, but I do not take videos of myself, right? The people that take videos of themselves in the gym, I'm sorry, but it's nothing to do with progress. It's vanity. It's pure vanity. Honest to God, lads, I look at you when you're taking, and girls, when you're taking videos of yourselves, and I have to turn around and say to you know what? It's pure wankerism.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, you're pretentious. You know what I mean? Oh, seriously, just... It makes my blood boil. Anyway, sorry I can't come on today. Cheers, lads.
Okay, pretentious. And I won't repeat the other word he said. There's no need to be videoing yourself in the gym.
Why not? How do you keep track of your progress in the gym? Because the gym is about keeping progress. It's about bettering yourself, bettering your lifestyle, being healthy. But how do you keep track of that? You know?
Okay, do me...
Like, no one really goes on... Sorry, just like no one really comes in, goes to the gym to record himself... in some, you know, like in a sexual way. No, recording yourself in terms of just to see your progress. lifting the weights. That's how people do it. That's the right way to do it.
Do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second, Louis. A lot of calls coming in about this, and we want to find out how you feel about this. A gym in Maynooth in County Kildare at the Glen Royal Hotel, the Glen Royal Leisure, has posted a poster over the last couple of days where they've basically told gym users and guests at the hotel that they can no longer take photographs. Well, the precise notice says, attention members and guests, there is strictly no photography or videoing allowed in the gym area. Now, Louis is a member of that particular gym. We've reached out, by the way, to the Glen Royal. We've been in contact with them several times. We've emailed them several times. Only in the last few minutes we've been on to them again. Maybe they're just extremely busy, but they haven't been able to explain to us, other than what we know from Louis, that a guest at the hotel who was using the gym is alleged to have put in a complaint and didn't want people videoing. So as a result, guests and members are not allowed to video. Do you think it's pretentious, or do you think people should have a right to film themselves and film their progress while they are using a gym? The hotel, the Glen Royal in Maynooth, we've been in contact with them several times and they've not replied to us. But anyhow, it's no big deal. The fact is, the sign is up and Louis isn't happy because he likes to take videos of himself working out in order to basically keep track of your form, see how you're doing your weights and make sure you're doing them properly and all of that. It's you maintain, Louis, it's not an ego thing at all.
Yeah, definitely it's not an ego thing. I think it's just at the same time you're actually kind of helping people out there who struggle knowing how to do the exercise, how to perform it, right? So at least you're helping them out as well to see that, you know? So I don't see anything wrong with it at all.
Okay, stay there for a second. Sharon, you're on 98FM. How are you, Sharon?
Hi, Adrian.
Sharon, what do you think of a gym banning photography and videoing?
I think it's proper order.
Why?
That guy there, he's saying he's doing it for progress. Can you not do it on a personal journey? No, does it have to... You have to show everybody.
But you need a gym. You need a gym to do that. You don't have the proper equipment in your house.
As a matter of interest, Louis, sorry, just as a by the way, if you're taking photographs or videoing your own progress, do you post it online?
Well, it depends. If it's nice that I think I can share it with the friends and, you know, people that follow me, of course I would, yeah.
Okay.
It depends what I take picture of. I mean, if it's a
well,
record that
you?
I've not hit.
So give me an example of the last video you might have shared.
Well, it would have been me training and probably just, you know, doing a bicep curls, example of that.
Right.
Doing it properly. Obviously, someone else might be doing the bicep curls not knowing how to do it properly. So at least then they kind of see how I'm doing it. They know how to do it.
Okay, but mainly it's to keep an eye on your progress. Sharon, why do you think more gyms should jump on board with this and ban the photography and videoing?
And the reason being, okay, because as that fella said, he has posted it on Instagram. And the reason being is he's doing it, number one, for his own ego. Please don't interrupt me when I'm talking. He's doing it for his own ego and his own life. There's kids going around nowadays making themselves sick looking at Instagram. I should look like this. I should do this. Getting fit is a personal journey. And people can see it physically in you. You don't have to go post them all over Instagram. Like, people in the gym are looking at you like you're a knob. Look at that fucking look at that idiot there taking pictures of himself. It's the most egotistical thing ever.
Now, in fact, our Jeremy, as I mentioned earlier on, is a gym goer, and he's just sent me
Jeremy's
a video.
Funny though.
No, but hang on. He's just sent me a video that he videoed yesterday in the gym of him lifting weights with his legs. Okay, now, for the life of me, I can't understand why that was videoed, and I'm going to get him to maybe come in a second to explain why he videoed that. It's just a video of him lifting a weight with his feet. And for the life of me, I just can't understand it. Now,
Adrian.
Pardon me?
It's all for the ego. It's all for likes on Instagram.
Can I just ask you a question?
Well, look,
do you train?
People are looking at me. People are looking
at
me. Give me more. Give me more.
Sharon, do you train?
Do you train?
It's pathetic.
Sharon, do you train?
Yeah, Yes, I do.
You do?
How long have you been training?
I post it all over Instagram.
You don't need to post it all over. You don't need to. I'm not telling you that you need to do that, but I'm telling you, do you train? And do you keep records?
Sorry, I can't hear them both of you shouting. Louis, I have to say, we've been struggling to find callers agreeing with you that it's wrong of a gym to ban them. The majority of the callers we're getting, if I'm to be honest, are people saying, yes, all gyms should do the exact same thing. So I've brought our Jeremy in here, who does the exact same thing as you. He likes to video himself and look at himself and admire himself. And
Explain the video that I sent you.
Okay, this is a video of you in the gym yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, lying on the bench doing leg curls on the bench.
Okay, leg curls on the bench. So here you are, and there's music playing in the gym, and there you are, you're lying on the bench in the gym, doing leg curls, lifting weights with your legs, basically.
And I got my gym buddy to video it for me.
Yeah.
Which he did. If you don't go to...
Tell me why. Like I'm a two-year-old. Tell me why you videoed that.
Okay, form. When you don't go to the gym, and most of the callers so far don't go to the gym.
No, sorry, Sandra. Exactly. Sharon does.
Yeah, but
Sharon
she's probably not a weightlifter. She probably doesn't do weights. She probably...
Sharon, do you do weights?
I do weights.
Yep.
As I said, it's a personal journey. I'm not an egotist. I don't need people to feed my ego.
So your personal journey that you're on at the moment, and fair play to you for doing this.
In all honesty, Jeremy, I follow you on Instagram. You're funny as well, because I think you'd be taking the piss out of these bloggers.
Oh God, I'm actually not, by the way. No, but my point is, when you finish this personal journey that you're on, and I wish you the best of luck with it, will you put up one of those before and after photographs? You know, here's what I looked like 2 years ago.
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
Jeremy, this was filmed in your gym yesterday. Why?
Okay, because the exercise that I was doing, it's a new exercise, and Louis will understand this. When you start a new exercise, the most important thing about doing an exercise is that you get the form right. If you're doing it wrong, it's not effective, okay? So I guess...
So can you not get somebody to tell you?
Okay, will you let me finish? So I do two things. I video it so that I can check that I'm doing it correctly. And then I look back at it and go, okay, that needs a little adjustment there. That's the first thing. And the second reason is that I will post it then. That video was up on my Instagram, I think it was.
Which I find pathetic.
I will post that on my social media, like that guy Louis will do. And other people of the same mind that are into fitness will then look at that and they will get, oh, that's a good exercise, I'll have to do that. It's a whole community thing, Adrian. That's why it works. But if you're not a weightlifter in the gym, you will not understand this.
I want to go back to a message that I read a while ago from
one
of our listeners.
And by the way, it's not an ego thing, because I don't think my body's in good shape, so it's certainly not an ego thing.
Again, this message that we got earlier on, if he wants to take videos, let him buy weights and work out at home. People have a right to privacy, especially when doing something as personal as working out.
But there's no, if you look at my video...
On that particular video, there isn't anyone in the background, but I have seen videos you've done before, and there are people in the background. Okay? There are.
Well,
it's as simple as that.
In a public place.
Okay, stay there for a second. John, you're on 98FM. How are you, John?
Grand out of butter.
John, you query why people feel the need to do this in the first place.
It's pathetic. You can't lift or record your low self-esteem away, lad. It's all down, look at me, look what I can do. Because there's hundreds and thousands of professional videos on YouTube of someone's worried about their form. It's all about the person recording. They want the people to say, oh, look, he's an animal, look what he can lift. It's low self-esteem.
I agree. I have to be honest with you. Okay, let me just put this to you.
But so, John, if
why not video it and go home and look at it? Why the need to spread it on social media?
Because there's a whole Irish Fit Fam community where you tag each other in it, and I've had people commenting, no, I'm by no means a gym expert, by the way, and some of my exercises are dire, but I've had people commenting when I put videos up saying, oh, thank you for that video, Jeremy. That's an exercise I never thought of doing.
Yeah, but other people are commenting, oh, Jeremy, you look so fit. Well done. No. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. Clap in the back.
No
one's
ever said that about my videos.
Here, let me have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Morning, Adrian. Sorry you can't come on. I'm just stuck in work at the moment, Adrian. But I was just listening to the topic. And I go to a gym now. I wouldn't personally be taking pictures of myself, even if I did have a great body. But I don't see a problem with it if it motivates you. I presume it's the same way as if someone goes to a gym and weighs themselves and watches their weight come down. That's a form of motivation as well.
Okay, let me go to Megan. You're on 98FM. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Megan, what do you want to say?
No, I was extremely irritated listening to that guy saying that it's nothing to do with ego and self-esteem, and it's for him to watch it at home and things like that. And even with Jeremy himself, like, for putting it online and stuff like that. If you watch a lot of the, I'm someone who goes to the gym myself. I've gone to the gym for years. I play sports at a very high level. I did struggle with weight when I was younger, but I haven't in a long period of time. But my dad is someone who's always struggled with weight, and we've left gym because people don't seem to have the respect of, like, that. There are people who are self-conscious. Like, I'm in good shape. I know I'm in good shape. Mm. But I would by no means want to be in the back of someone's video while I'm in the middle of working.
And in fact, as somebody messaged a while ago, for some people, especially those who are extremely overweight, it takes a lot to go to the gym and expose themselves like that. Videoing, even if you're caught in the background, is just plain wrong.
Okay, well, guys, I'm just looking, as we're speaking there, guys, I'm looking at Vogue Williams, her Instagram page at the moment. And as you know, Vogue Williams is a model. She's a fitness person as well. And she put up a video in the gym the other day of her doing deadlifts. And she's wearing a little bra top and, you know, these tight lycra bottoms. And it's a video of her deadlifting. 156,000 views it's after getting on her Instagram, with thousands of comments saying, well done. So people do want to see these things.
But is there someone in the background? Is there someone who doesn't want to be in the video, in the background of that video?
Well, I'm looking at a video and the trainer is there.
No,
I have the full video here, and there's no other person in the background. It's just
exactly.
Her and her trainer.
There's the respect there. Then she's showing other gym goers that might not want to be in the video. Her trainer might not mind. She probably consulted her trainer, going, or he probably.
Okay, but the point is, Megan, that you actually moved gyms because of this.
Yeah, my dad, as I said, he struggled with weight loss, and it took a lot for him to start going to the gym again because he was quite heavy. But it was a big thing for him to go. Mm. And all of a sudden, I watched him while I was working out one day. Myself and my brother really encouraged him to go. And I watched him stop doing something because someone was videoing and he was caught in the background. And I'm going, he shouldn't feel like he can't work out because some guy wants to take a video, post on Instagram, see how many likes they get. Now, I don't mind, as I said, the people who take those videos and take them of themselves with no one else around. That's
but the reality of it is that an awful lot of people do. All right, but look, Megan, thanks very much indeed for your call. And Louis, you raised a very important issue. Is there any sign, because they haven't been available to talk to us, that the gym that you're in might row back on this?
They will. I say they will. Because half of the time, people, I think that the managers that run this business sometimes don't really have a clue what goes on in the industry. And I think it's important to have people recording and taking videos and in your gym, because it's advertising your gym as well at the same time. Mm. And you're Megan saying that her dad was overweight, blah, 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 that he couldn't handle people taking pictures. Like, I mean, if her dad went into McDonald's now seeing people taking pictures, would he stop going to McDonald's?
And I do take that point. And
would he stop going to eat in there?
No, I understand the point you're trying to make. But look, Louis, thanks very much indeed for contacting us and raising what... created a very heated debate. Thanks very much indeed.
No problem.
Good to talk to
you.
Thanks very much indeed. Louis is his name. And will that gym be the first one to do that, or the only one to do that? I don't think so, somehow. This is 98FM's Dublin Talk.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.